Government reports that it has made significant progress in finalizing necessary policies and reforms and has carried out thorough consultations before full operationalization of the National Health Insurance Scheme. This after passing of the Uganda National Health Insurance Scheme stalled due to several concerns, key among them political, logistical and resistance from the public over proposed contribution fees. The Director General Health Services in the Ministry of Health, Dr. Charles Olaro, says they have widely consulted and are now ready to address contentious issues, adding that the government is also working on putting in place the required infrastructure to enable the scheme to take off. This in the stakeholders dialogue on medical insurance at Shelton by 4 points.
We consulted with the regulators, we have consulted with the private sector, so that we are able to address issues which are of contention. Minister of Finance, Parliament and Development Partners. So we think that we've developed a very robust legal framework for national health insurance. The Minister also is investing heavily in improving infrastructure, so that was another aspect, ensuring availability of essential medicine and enhancing human resources for health. So that national insurance can only thrive if our service delivery system is strong, efficient and transparent.
On his part, the Chief Executive Officer, Uganda Insurance Association, Jonan Kisache, says this need to address challenges affecting penetration of medical insurance.
Penetration is the subject for this discussion. It's about 1% or below 1%, and again,